It has been a frenetic year in presidential politics, but many congressional races are just getting started. Still, some under-the-radar outside groups are already hard at work trying to influence those elections. NPR's Peter Overby looked at one day of independent advertising, and he has this report.
The day was Sunday, June 1st, the day after Democrats settled their fight over convention delegates, and 2 days before a pair of Senate primaries. Even at this relatively low tide of campaign season, at least 8 independent groups were on TV. They bought 161 ad slots, costing some $60,000. All this was monitored by the Campaign Media Analysis Group. CMAG's chief operating officer, Evan Tracy, said 60 grand was bargain basement shopping.
Some very small states with very inexpensive media markets. So on a per-spot basis, it's not all that expensive.
So who was on the air and why? Let's start with Coloradans for Economic Growth. It's promoting Republican Senate candidate and former Congressman Bob Schaefer. Just not officially.
America is working to find new sources of energy. Bob Schaefer is making it a priority.
The ad named Schaefer 4 times in 30 seconds. But like almost all of the ads here, it sidestepped some legal restrictions by not talking about him as a candidate. Spokeswoman Kathy Redmond says the ad is about economic growth and energy policy.
People can look at that and take that for what it is. It certainly wasn't anything like what the League of Conservation voters did.
She's referring to an issue ad against Schaefer, which went up June 1st.
He's left a definite imprint, accepting over $150,000 in campaign contributions from oil and gas interests, and voting in Congress to give oil and gas companies over $13 billion in tax breaks.
The League of Conservation Voters launched a door-to-door campaign along with the ad. The group's political director is Tony Massaro.
We wanted to make sure that we had that message out there in broadcast that we would also be conveying on the doors.
The biggest spender on June 1st wasn't trying to promote or sink any candidate. Divided We Fail is a strange bedfellows coalition of AARP, the Business Roundtable, National Federation of Independent Business, and Service Employees International Union. It wants to end gridlock in Washington.
Enough is enough. Tell Washington to fix health care and ensure financial security for all. Visit DividedWeFail.org.
Divided We Fail had ads running in markets from Boise to Wheeling. Its spokesman is Drew Nannis.
It's important to us that we reach, you know, as many people as possible, and that means, you know, the smaller markets in addition to the bigger ones. So I think that's a trend you're going to see continuing, at least for our campaign.
Other groups were on the air, too. The Environmental Defense Fund, Club for Growth, a group supporting Ron Paul for president, some others, and one determined individual.
Tell the Democratic superdelegates to support Hillary Clinton, paid for by William Deja and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Clinton was still in the race, and Chicago dentist Bill Dejean is a believer.
She has just been treated so unfairly, in my opinion.
Dejean said he paid an ad company $20,000 to make a few ads and place them on TV.
You tell them what you want, and they make them up. Montana, South Dakota, I had it played 16 times in each state.
Both presidential candidates want to tamp down the independent ads. They'd rather get the money themselves and keep control of the message. But it's a fast-growing part of American politics, and CMAG's Evan Tracy says it's going only one direction.
When we get to November 1, you're likely to have 80 groups activated and probably close to 80 times the amount of money being spent.
That would include ads by some groups that don't even exist yet, delivering the sort of shock message a candidate wouldn't dare touch. Both sides are waiting. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And if you want to watch some of these political ads in full, you can go to our NPR Elections page. And we should say that this piece includes reporting by the Center for Investigative Reporting. This is NPR, National Public Radio.